This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hallo und willkommen zu Gegenpressing, der Bundesliga Podcast. This is the Transfer Show. I'm Manu Feit. He's Stefan Bienkowski. And first of all, Stefan, how is it going?
Yeah, doing very well. It kind of really feels like the kind of transfer window has really kind of kicked into gear this week. Obviously, it technically opened on Monday, but you know, usually you get a flurry of stuff happening beforehand. But yeah, it's kept everyone at Transfermarkt very busy, that's for sure. We've already probably done more work than we did in all of January, which was a dreadful transfer window. And you know, as a result, it means we've got something to talk about.
We indeed do. I find we're still a little bit slower than we usually are, and that's because of the Euros, I think, right? Because the Euros mean that a lot of these players are still with the respective national teams, but we have had some movement. We touched on it, I think it's been 2 weeks now, right? On Bayern Munich signing Michael Olise from Crystal Palace. That deal isn't confirmed yet, but I assume it's going to be done soon. And there has been now some movement with Jorge Palhinha as well. This was a transfer that 1 year ago kept us really busy, Stefan. At the end of the day, Palhinha did not sign for Bayern Munich. He was there. He had the jersey in his hand already at the Sebener Straße. But then the deadline came and passed and a deal was not in place. 1 year on, Bayern Munich got their ducks in a row a little bit earlier. Transfer window has been open for 2 days, and I assume we can expect an announcement pretty soon. This is the much anticipated number six that Bayern Munich have been chasing for the better part of a year now.
Yeah, it is. It's such an interesting move. It's turned into like a saga, I guess, for Bayern, which is not something that they're typically known for, I would say. They're usually trying to get their business out of the way early. They like to kind of obviously pride themselves on being teams that, or a club that can kind of outthink some of the other richer clubs in Europe. But this one's kind of been something that has dragged on. It's not a huge surprise to anyone. But you know, it still comes as a move that I'm quite intrigued by just to see how well it does, because, you know, I think Palhinha's, you know, a very good player in a very specific way, you know, in terms of interceptions and tackles. In the Premier League last season, he was outstanding. But he was also playing for a very kind of defensive Fulham side. You know, he's playing for a side who really do sit deep, try to hit teams in the counter-attack, and are quite happy to kind of give up a lot of the ball from 1 week to the next. And I'm just intrigued to see what kind of player he'll become at Bayern, because he's not a player that I would say is particularly known for dribbling with the ball at all, really. He's not the kind of player who's going to kind of run with it. I wouldn't say he's particularly outstanding in the final third in terms of that kind of passing. But, you know, he is a kind of specialist in terms of defensive football. So I know that's obviously what Bayern have been crying out for a long time. God knows they could have used a player like that, you know, last season. Obviously, the club tried their best to try and get a deal done in January. But I don't know. It'd be really interesting to see how it works, because I know Bayern have had defensive midfielders in the past. And, you know, the one that continues to come to mind is obviously Javi Martinez, who I thought such an outstanding defensive midfielder. But he also had other attributes that meant he could also chip in when, you know, Bayern were really kind of, you know, bunkering down and really kind of trying to break down a very low block. You know, Javi Martinez could run with the ball. He was a great passer of the ball. He offered a lot in the air in terms of, you know, making late runs into the box. And I do kind of feel like Palhinha is going to have to show more to his game than just being a kind of hatchet man in the base of midfield, because it might work really well in two or three games in the Champions League when Bayern are up against it, against Real Madrid or Manchester City. But from week to week, I don't know. I just think it'll be really interesting. I can't help but be a little skeptical about the deal. And the other thing that I'm really quite intrigued by is that at Transfermarkt, one of our colleagues actually looked up how Paulinho fits into this, and obviously he turns 30 next week. And should the deal go through? 29, of course. Should the deal go through? By the time he turns 29, he'll be the fourth most expensive 29-year-old in the football history. Which, you know, and to put that into perspective, Fabinho, the Liverpool midfielder, defensive midfielder, was 29 when he left Liverpool to go to Saudi Arabia on what many, including myself, would call part-time retirement. So, you know, his age is definitely something that I'm quite wary of, I must admit. It's a lot of money to pay for a player who's 29 and a player who's been playing in a very defensive system. But, you know, I remain open-minded, so we'll see what happens, I guess.
There's a lot of things that I find really fascinating about this, is that they still pursued him, even though Thomas Tuchel is no longer at the club, right? I think is interesting, because it means that that the player identification was beyond Tuchel, you know, and even though he was the one who was crying out for this player. And there were so many people saying, well, this is just Thomas Tuchel's demand. It turns out Vinny Kompany wants the very same thing, right? So I think that's very interesting. But I also think it's very intriguing what happens next, because there is no doubt in my mind now that João Paulinho is arriving, that Leon Goretzka and Joshua Kimmich are going to probably be on their way out. I'm not saying one of them. I think actually possibly both of them. Kimmich has made a lot of noise around the Eurocamp, that, you know, there's the documentary that came out about him, and he made some really heavy-handed accusations towards Bayern Munich that they didn't support him during the vaccination scandal, or if you want to call it a scandal, or I guess his decision to hold off on vaccination. To be clear, he did get vaccinated in the end, right? But he didn't feel like there was enough support. He was quite vocal about it, and it just feels like he severed somewhat or burned some bridges with that documentary at Bayern, right? And similar to Leon Goretzka, I sense that there is some feeling there that maybe the time is to move on. And so it's a complete reshuffling of their midfield, right? I think Paulinho, statistic-wise, is a very good complementary piece to a very young Alexander Pavlovich, right? Who is not just the future for Bayern, but also the future for Germany's midfield. But I just kind of wonder if it's so contrasting, isn't it? Because you have the 21-year-old midfielder on the one hand, and then you have the soon-to-be 29-year-old midfielder who's going to cost north of 48 million euros, right? And it just means there's such a reshuffling now going on in that very core of Bayern's midfield, because you're essentially adding one player that is your number six, and then you, I think, sort of going on to remove two players who want to be your number six. Because if Kimmich and Goretzka leave, you're not only losing two central midfielders, you're also potentially losing a right back, right? Because Kimmich, that's where he's been playing really well, not just for Bayern, but also for Germany. It just, I just kind of feel like this is the first domino to fall, is I think what I'm trying to say here, Stefan. And it just feels like that the reconstruction of the entire midfield just kind of hinges now on Paulinho and Pavlovich. And if that's the two that just emerge out of this transfer summer, that's possibly still not enough, especially when you look at the age gap between the two. Because usually, like, you look at some players to be a little bit older, you want some players that are a little bit younger, but you also want some players that are, like, in the middle. And if it ends up just Pavlovich and Paulinho, that's almost too much of contrast on both ends.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.